The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Do you know that I made us a meal that cost us two meals, 2 days, Otto, under $10? I want to break it down. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
You are the epitome of washed. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I am washed and I'm proud. Okay, I bought a chicken, and with that chicken, we ate for 2 days. And I realized when I broke everything down that I purchased, it was all under $10 for 2 days. Oh. I'm just trying my best, Otto. And Anthony, you have to listen to my husband here, Otto, because he will tell you, I've done so good when it comes to like the credit card and spending money. So I bought this chicken, right? $4.97 for the chicken. And I bought these avocados. They were 50 cents. And then I bought an onion and a bell pepper and jalapenos, blah, blah, a little rice. 2 days later, we had great eating for under 10 bucks. And Otto, be honest.
Look at you, Dana. Look at you.
Was the food good?
It was amazing. Dana's a great cook. We need to get you a cooking show. Start how to make something for under $10.
Was it? So basically you guys had like chicken fajita mix.
So we had like first day it was right? Chicken with broccoli and rice because we had a great workout. I was like, I'm doing a little chicken with broccoli, rice, put some onion, bell peppers and, you know, lemon. And I made like my own version of Chipotle's rice. But it did, you know what I mean? Like cilantro in there, a little lime, squozin. I know squozin isn't a word. I just say
I like Dana's better, to be honest, though.
Okay. You like mine better because it's cheap. And then the next day, I made chicken tacos. I did chicken with comino and onion and serrano. And then I did, you know, I don't remember what else I did. Oh, avocado. It was so good. And salsa. Dude. It was delicious. Yeah.
I think every man should look for a woman and what she can do to a rotisserie chicken. I think.
Is that what you're looking for in a lady, Anthony?
It's a skill, Ant. And I mean, as you move along in the dating world, I think that you should probably start checking that one off the list. What can she make with a rotisserie chicken?
No,
I do have a, hold on, before you get to your thought, I do have a burning question for DJ Automatic. DJ Automatic, was Dana's stretch of rotisserie chicken better than your Raising Cane's stretch where you try to eat Raising Cane's? For like 3 days or something.
Well, it's a toss-up, but I will say I'm going to have to give it to Dana, okay? Just because Cane's has that sauce. I'm sorry, Dana. You don't make that sauce.
But the first day, it was only one day. I was driving home. Otto was out of town working. And he says, I can't do this Cane's chicken anymore. I had to give him like two different recipes. I'm like, sir, you spent $50. You're going to eat that Cane's chicken, okay? $50 versus 10 for 2 days. I win. Okay.
Speaking
of a show, I don't want to do a cooking show. We need to do what can you do with a rotisserie chicken to date Anthony A.
Dana, do you?
We should have a competition.
We should.
Dana, do you have those little shredders too that you could just shred up the rotisserie?
Absolutely not.
Chicken with?
I do it with my fingers. If you're not shredding your chicken with your own hands, what are you really doing here?
Your ancestors would be proud.
Oh, exactly.
You know the lecture I get if I try to throw the chicken away? She's like, do you know how much good chicken is still
don't
in there?
You dare.
Look at all that chicken. You better pull that off.
He uses a fork. I'm like, not in my casa house, sir. You better give me that chicken. There's neck bone meat. There's all kinds of stuff on there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so we're actually going to talk about a cold case that was solved by students at the University of Texas in Arlington. I actually lived there for a while when I was really little. My mom went to college at the University of Texas in Arlington. This cold case was from a 1991 murder. The woman's name is Cynthia Gonzalez. Her daughter is still alive. So her daughter went all this time without knowing what happened to her mother. This is Chief Al Jones, courtesy of WFAA, talking about the case.
Ms. Perkins was a friend to Ms. Gonzalez. She and Ms. Gonzalez had shared a love interest. Prior to the murder, the love interest told Ms. Perkins he was calling things off with her to be with Ms. Gonzalez. Ms. Perkins could not provide an alibi for where she was that night Ms. Gonzalez went missing. She had failed two polygraph tests. When she was asked if she knew who killed Ms. Gonzalez. She also made some disturbing statements to investigators saying she was glad Ms. Gonzalez was dead and that she had thought about killing her.
So this woman,
this
Jamie
case
Perkins,
went cold?
Yeah, it went cold. I don't know that they had enough evidence. Also, Otto, you have to understand, 1991, that's a very long time ago. Computer, DNA, officers and different police departments connecting, all of those things have changed. It's very different now compared to in the 1900s. That's more than a quarter of a century ago that this happened. What the police departments are doing, not just in Arlington, all over the country now, they're teaming up with students who are, you know, majoring in criminal justice to ask for their help. The student body combed through hundreds of papers.
Oh, so they're basically like, yes. Well, you guys are trying to learn about what we do. Why don't you help us out?
Yeah,
you're
right.
Doing
more
it anyway.
To go through everything.
Then you're gaining experience as well. Not only the experience, though, the fact that they were able to solve this crime. This is one of the students, courtesy of KXAS, one of the students talking about participating in this.
So we had to comb through about 400 or 500 files, photographs from the crime scene. We are so honored that we get to help give the family some peace of mind now.
This is actually a great idea because, I mean, it's a win-win for everyone.
Oh, I know. I feel so bad for the family.
Well, not the person who committed the crime,
obviously.
But everyone else.
Good.
Yeah.
We want her in prison. We want her away. The people I feel sorry for mostly are the family of Cynthia Gonzalez. At the time, you know, her and this woman, Jamie Perkins, were BFFs. This was a love triangle that went left. Although the police had thought maybe it might be her, they didn't have enough evidence. These students were able to pinpoint exactly how and where and what they could find in order to bring this woman to justice. And I love the fact that Jessica Roberts, her daughter, was able to finally figure out who it was that took her mother's life. She spoke to the press as well.
This is going to give so many families so much hope. Families who have been wanting closure for their family members and loved ones and friends. And I am just so happy that more and more of these programs are becoming available so that we can get more cases solved.
The last photo of her with her mom, she was 6 years old. They took it just a few months before her life was taken.
So did they take this woman in? Did they?
Yeah, they've got her.
So it was that Perkins lady who did it?
It was her best friend. It was her best friend, yeah. And, you know, authorities had suspected it for a very long time.
But now they just have the evidence because the kids
they have
able
the evidence because
together.
Of, well, the young adults. These are young adults. They're in the university.
Like I said, this is an awesome thing. And think about the manpower that went into this. They had to have that many kids or that many students looking into it where these detectives, they already have ongoing situations.
So many ongoing cold case files.
Just open cases as well.
Right. One of the things that the sheriff said is that this program is going to help us solve many crimes, and we're so glad to have it. And he's encouraging other departments and other universities to partner just like this across the country.
Have you guys ever seen the documentary on Netflix called Don't Mess With Cats?
Oh yes.
It's about the
people who solved the crime of the man who was
But there is also a lot in that of them messing up and then it kind of messing everything up in the process.
But police mess things up too.
That happens.
Authorities can mess things up too. It's about getting to the end result. Will there possibly be mistakes? Yeah.
I just don't know if being a fan of true crime is enough for you to become a detective.
But they're not. They're in school. Remember, these are young people who are going, or whatever age, who are trying to get into this line of work. It's not just some people online up on a podcast.
Not like Dan and her friends who talk about Dateline constantly.
Whatever. I love Dateline every Saturday night. Check out the hashtag Dateline. We solve crime online all the time. Not only the cat guy, but I hated that guy. That was horrible.
Yeah, that was wild.
He went from cats to people.
Mm-hmm.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I want to talk about this guy that was hiking in the woods, and then he came across six puppies that were all by themselves. All alone. No mama, no
Somebody
daddy.
Somebody stranded the puppies in the woods?
Otto, you know that people do that. They dump puppies. So he picked them up. He hand-fed them with little baby bottles and found each one of them a home.
Oh my gosh.
That's so amazing.
What's the name of this miraculous man?
His name is Stephen Purcell. And he said, you know, I've seen videos of people dumping dogs. I never thought in my wildest dreams I would come across it. He heard cries, and these puppies barely had their eyes open.
Oh.
What kind of person can do that? It's so disturbing. You're getting angry. Otto gritted his teeth. It's so disturbing to me. You drop off puppies or full-grown animals. I've seen people rescue dogs who are locked in boxes.
Yeah, at least have the decency to take them to the shelter.
To the shelter. So he made a video. It went viral. He made videos of the babies, of him finding them, and he named each one of them. And that's how he found their... He didn't even have to take them. He's like, everybody loved them so much that he found homes.
What kind of dogs are they?
They're wood dogs. they're
mixed breed dogs.
They're woodland creatures. Yeah. I always used to bring strays home, and my grandmother would be like, why are you bringing those strays home? And she would end up letting me keep them, whether it was dogs or cats. We always had different animals. I always talk about her feeding the neighborhood. I mean it. Like, she was the woman that if anybody or anything was hungry, she was going to give it food, and she would be like, ¿Pa qué me traes más animales? Why are you bringing me more animals? What are you doing? And then she'd be out there, kitty, kitty, kitty. You know, the national cry, the world cry for cat, kitty, kitty, kitty. Dude.
Speaking of kitty, 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 I would bring some strays home too, but I had to stop because I was going to get something.
Oh, so, Anthony, yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Her name, and that's the story of Veronica.
That was a good lob, though. I lobbed that one right to you. This was so big and so heart-touching, even Inside Edition covered it. Oh. So if you want me to share the story with you, at Dana Cortez on Instagram, have you adopted a pet? We would love to shout them out on the radio.
And has Anthony been checked lately?
Yes, I have.
Tested regularly, okay? That's what we do in this show.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
So earlier we were talking about getting back into the dating world after being married for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Finding yourself single in this world, it's a different dating world today than it was. You've got all the social media, from Facebook to Instagram to Tinder to Bumble to Hinge to Grindr. I mean, it just depends on what you like, you know, whatever you like is out there. So it's different to navigate, right, and maneuver. But there were so many great success stories. Even people who'd been single 10, 12 years and finally found love. What stuck out was Jalen, though, this call right here.
The one that I'm with now, we just met on Facebook dating, and he was just like, hey, you know you're hot, right? And I was like, oh.
That is not there romantic. See, that's the Anthony.
That's what I'm talking about. That's more Anthony speed right there.
Welcome to the new age, bro.
Yeah, hey, you're hot. But she says she's happily with him. Like, that's how they met. And it's Facebook dating. Anthony, you said that's your favorite dating app. Why?
Well, if you know anything about Facebook, you know in 2016 they were able to steal all of our data.
True.
So they have a bank of our data working for them too. But also, if you have mutual friends, you're able to see that connection. So you could actually say, like, oh, okay, I know who this person knows and that. And it just feels like there's also less bots on there too.
Can confirm.
Oh. So Jack says can confirm. I don't know about the bots or anything, but what you just said really, like, I felt like there was a light bulb. You can find out who's who and if they're real or not. Are they with somebody or not? You can go down that Facebook path, right? They're friends with so-and-so. You can find pictures. Are they single or aren't they single?
That's what I was thinking. It's going to be hard to lie because you're going to get called out if you have, like, your high school picture up or if you say that you're, you know, a certain age, or because there's going to be other people who know who you are because you're connected through Facebook already. So,
you say you graduated in 96, more like 76. Sir, please, we see you, okay? Oh, my gosh. There's also something else on Facebook, and I know because my sister-in-law, Sister Matic, told me about it. Otto, you're putting people on blast. So somebody lies to you, right? You meet them on Facebook, and then somebody's got to know this.
Okay.
Call us.
What is that?
I just wish I knew the name of the app. Oh, or the page.
It's not an app. It's a page, yeah.
It's okay. Can I tell you? Want me to tell you right now?
Yes.
I'll tell you right now.
Yes.
It's called Are We Dating the Same Person?
Yes! Oh, my God. Diana just texted. She just texted. Are we dating the same person? And she says it's not limited to one city. It's everywhere.
I know. It's like, imagine our grandfathers were able to openly just cheat however they wanted without all this technology. This is crazy.
Yeah, you're not ruining for old grandpa. That's why we can't, when everybody says, if you could go back in time, where would you go? Nowhere. Only forward, okay? Only forward.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.